Hey, how are you doing?
What's up?
All right, so I have an update for you. So we're going to get very against the clock right now, and we're going to try to move quickly, but I might have you pay your vendor some kind of deposit check so this doesn't go kind of sideways on you tomorrow. Just please understand I'm trying to do the best I can here, okay?
Right.
I followed up, so all the vendors are approved. In order for us, before we pay the vendors, there's two ways we can do this transaction. They require generally a site visit, which they go to the location, they take a picture of the business and the equipment once it's delivered. Since we're paying the vendors before shipment, they do a general business verification where they'll go to the location and they'll take a picture of the business. And then, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to order that site visit now to see if they can schedule that for tomorrow. But just to be clear, like, my thought process, Mike, is off the record, is to give these vendors a deposit if you want to leave this equipment tomorrow, because it's kind of get very close, if you get my drift. It's kind of get very, very close.
Could you call the vendors for me?
Yeah, what I could do is this. I could give them a courtesy call after I order the site inspection and say, hey, look, we're doing the financing for Mike. It's very, very close on time. Realistically, we'll probably get you paid Monday. However, what do you need to help? Additionally, here's the second thing. Worst comes to worst, you know, the vendors can ship it to you, you know. It is what it is. Two vendors we can pay before shipment. So the two vendors that we can pay for short shipment, and I'm going to send you an email in the next hour that kind of goes over all this. The two vendors we can pay before shipment are Cannonball Air and Amusements. Rylex Simulations, we didn't find any information on their business credit. So it is what it is. Thanks. Give me a second. I'm just putting a note here. All right, so let's bring this up. So, gotta get some information from you. I'm gonna try to make this go very, very quickly, okay? So the other vendor though, that's Stylex, we're gonna need to just pay them after delivery and they're gonna have to be okay with that. They have no business credit, but I'm gonna try to make this quick. So the first thing is I'm gonna get a site inspection ordered. Please order a rushed site inspection on this deal. Mike, what's the address of the equipment where it's going, your rug rat?
416. Now, it won't be there.
No, we're just going to do a general site of the business because they require a site inspection either of the business or of the equipment before we do delivery. So I'm just trying to accelerate this as quickly as possible for you, if you get my drift.
Okay, yeah.
And look, if it doesn't work, look, the thing is this. If this doesn't work, you guys are going to maybe either find a way to give you the equipment tomorrow or ship it to you. Just understand, like, I don't want someone to freak out on a Friday on me. I've done this before, so I hope you understand I'm not trying to kind of lead you astray.
Right.
But if you want, email me all their numbers, and I'll call them as a courtesy call and let them know what's going on, so at least they know you're approved, okay? Now, is it 416 Dale Drive, Valdosta, Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay. General site. Okay. What's the, Mike, I'm going to give them your phone number. Is there like a manager there that they can talk to in case you're not, since you won't be there?
Just have them call me and I can find out. See, because I'll need to, do you know when they would be coming or?
Well, here's the plan of attack. In terms of money release, like, I'm going to get you some additional docs today. This is going to be like a bum rush to the finish. But here's my thought process. In a perfect world, we're going to get the site done tomorrow. We're going to get the site report back tomorrow. We're going to be able to pay for it tomorrow. That's in a perfect world. If I need to get the site done before I release any money. If the site can't be done tomorrow and you want to leave with this equipment, we're going to hopefully work together and find a way for these vendors to let you leave with this equipment. Or worst come to worst, just ship it to you after, you know, after the show, because that's the whole issue. Like, I don't want to rush any. I'm not here to put any pressure on anyone. It's just, it's a very tight window, if you get my drift. It's very, very tight.
Right.
And I just hope I don't cause you any issues or, you know, have Bank and Part of lose your business if we're unable to get this done tomorrow, if it rolls over to Monday.
Right.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, I think if, because we're actually heading back. We're probably about 3.5 hours away, so we're actually heading back home. We got to get our kids and all that good stuff.
Oh, you're actually going back tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually headed there now.
Okay.
And then we were going to come back tomorrow.
Okay, so whenever the site person calls you, if they can do it tomorrow, pressure on them to get this done for you tomorrow. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
And I believe if you call them, well, I know two, and I think like the lady with the VR, I think because they're like an international company, she said something about like if I guess they seen proof that money was being like wired to them or something.
Yeah, there's no way we can get money. I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, here's my thought process. Two of the vendors are approved. So the two, they're all approved. We can, Bank of Cardiff can pay three vendors before delivery. So the two vendors we can pay are, let's see. The two vendors that we can pay are Creative Works. Hold on. Give me a second. No, that was the other vendor. I'm sorry. Cannonball Air and Amusements are approved. Rylex Simulation is only approved for payment upon delivery.
Okay.
So I think what we're going to do is this. All this equipment's in stock, correct?
Right. It's actually at the show.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do, and this is my thought process. I just sent a request for the site inspector to call you. You'll get some additional docs from me today because this equipment cost has changed. It's not $35.7, so we've got to adjust the payments and have you sign a few new documents. No big deal at all. That being said, and you will get those this evening. Literally, my finding department is slammed up, but I'll make sure you get those this evening. The site inspector is going to call you. In a perfect world, the site inspector can call you tomorrow, get the site done, get the report to us tomorrow as well. If we get the report and everything gets cleared, we would be able to release the two pieces of money tomorrow. But what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to call all your vendors and say, hey, look, my name is Ruben. I'm from Bank of Cardiff. This, you know, your customer's approved. He's fully approved. He went down to the show. He picked out the equipment, but we're on a time clock here. Realistically, we can probably get you this money on Monday or Tuesday. Can you guys let him leave with this equipment? Or what kind of documentation do you need for him from us to leave with the equipment and see what they say? And I'm more than happy to do that for you.
Okay, yeah, do that for sure.
Yeah, and then I'll
leave with contact.
Yeah, so you send me over the contact, who I'll call, I'll kind of report back to you and give them a realistic timeline, and then hopefully get this thing wrapped up.
And then that way, then I'll know if I need to come back down here tomorrow or not, too.
Correct.
So if they say, no, we need to make sure we get payment first, or, you know, and then...
Well, we'll find a solution, correct.
Okay.
Cool, thank you so much.
All right, we good.
Bye-bye.